Previously on Corporate Homie.
How to deal with an abusive boss.
Shift the focus from your boss to your job.
It is your responsibility to understand what motivates your boss.
We getting ready to be done. Not gonna be too much more of this. I gots to go.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie.
Less is for a corporate homie from Versus.
Don't be afraid to shout yourself out.
You can work with people even if you don't like them.
They should be on the Versus, not the Versus.
What's up, homies?
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo, woo. Very good.
I said a woo,
very good.
Woo.
No. No.
I said a woo, woo, no. Woo.
No, I said a no, woo. No. And then you changed the tone. You in a different key. Just doing the most.
Doing the absolute most. But really, I'm on a high from all these verses.
What Miss Charlene says, why is it everybody with the least is always doing the most?
Doing the most.
For the homies who are not following the Christy Ann show, you gotta follow it.
We love her.
If you're listening, we are huge fans. Like,
that's why. Somebody tell Miss Charlene.
Ask God for grace.
Yeah. But I'm all about, you know, singing and tuning because I have spent many of this pandemic listening, watching the verses. You know,
the verses has been.
Is it Z-U-Z?
I think it's Z-U-Z.
Because it's for the culture, right? And this episode is for the culture.
The verses have been great.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you explain what the verses
is? Yes, I guess for the verses, for the homies who are not up on it, it's been quarantine goodness. It's basically turned into a phenomenon. But Swiss Beatz and Timbaland basically had a beat battle where they got on Instagram Live and played songs that they had both produced over the years, hits, if you will. And people tuned in and watched it. And then the next thing you know, it blew up from there. And they were like, well, who else can we have get on together and have them? It's not really truly a competition. You get 20 rounds of songs. You get 20 songs to play. And you play a little snippet. And they kind of talk a little bit about what was going on when they were doing that song. And so there's been all these different matchups of the verses, with the most recent one being Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight. So they brought a whole new generation into the verses. And in July, this has been going on since I think April or May, and then in July, Apple realized that millions of people were getting on this, and then they became, what, you gotta love Apple, the exclusive music partner of the Versus. So
right, yeah. Because Apple doesn't miss branding opportunities.
They do not.
Okay, which Versus has been your favorite?
Oh man, I've enjoyed a lot of them. I'm going to probably say Jill Scott and Erykah Badu was my favorite one.
I knew you were going to say that. And I enjoyed them. I've got to say, I haven't seen all the verses, but of the ones I've seen.
I haven't seen them all either.
Because I only get on the ones I'm interested in.
Correct. Like, I could care less about Jagged Edge and 112. I did not watch that.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one. Okay, my favorite one, though, was Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle. Like, I just, okay. I thought it was going to be, like, it was Fred Hammond and Kirk Franklin before, but then they just were just generational.
They were awesome. Yeah, they were generational.
But I'm also curious, like, I really would like it to be outside of R&B and rap, and that they do some other genres. Like, I would like to see.
But then it wouldn't be for the culture.
Oh, okay. Touche. Fair enough. And I'm back.
They should be on the Versus, not the Versus.
Yeah, sure. And I'm back. Okay, that's fair enough. Okay.
So we love you, Christina Aguilera, but you can't be on the Versus.
Yeah, her and Britney, that'd be a great verse.
I would watch it, though.
Not Z-U-Z.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we just wanted to talk about some corporate lessons you can learn. Lessons for a corporate homie from Versus. Okay. My first lesson is don't be afraid to toot your own horn.
Self-promotion, baby.
That baby face, when it was the baby face Teddy Riley, baby face made it clear, like, I'm amazing. I've written amazing things for lots of amazing artists over many, many years.
Over decades, different genres. And people said his Shay game was up, but he really was just being honest when he was like, we're going to do remixes? I didn't realize we're going to do that. Because I don't do remixes.
Yeah. But you go ahead and do your little remix.
Right. I thought Brandy was good at the self-promotion as well, right? She's like, oh, y'all like when Missy Elliott says New Monica? Let me let you know about when they, I did the, when Tupac shouted me out. And when
the 50-11 rappers who shouted me out.
Right. And I did Broadway. And I had my own TV
Cinderella.
Show. I put my brother on. You know,
Cinderella.
I was Cinderella. Right. So self-promotion is not a bad thing, you know. Yeah, don't be afraid to shout yourself out. Like, yeah. That's interesting because my first tip was don't reinvent the wheel. Learn from one another, right? So I thought that was really cool. Like Jill Scott and Erykah Badu did a lot of this where they would say like, oh, I love when you did so-and-so and I tried to incorporate that when I did this song. Or I think Gladys Knight even said like, I got that from you. You know, I learned that from you. So I do think that like, you don't always have to reinvent the wheel. I think about myself at work. Half of my calling style was a combination of like five different people who I had been on calls with. So I'm like, oh, I like the way he did this. I like the way she resets a meeting. I like the way he closes a meeting. I like the way he transitions. And then I just took all those different things and made it my own style. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
That's so funny. I had that same tip, but I called it acknowledge how others have influenced you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Right. Like, and like you said, and don't not only be afraid to reinvent the wheel, but don't be afraid to say that you got the tip, that you learned something from someone else. Right. Like there's just nothing wrong with letting people know I was influenced by you. I was influenced by your work and it has helped me have some work. Or, you know, frankly, to just show somebody else some love, right? Like that you
right.
like, I think that, you know, that's one thing that I loved about the Gladys and Patty is that they really acknowledged, like you said, how each other had encouraged them and influenced them and also their appreciation for each other's work. So, that definitely agree with that. So my next tip was, you need to have good support.
Okay.
So at the very early verses, a lot of people are having sound challenges.
Lord, yes.
And the reason why they were doing that is they didn't really know. A lot of the people who are doing verses are older. You know, they're not really up on this Instagram live game. So they didn't know how to work their audio. Some of them didn't even know how to go live. They didn't know how to put the other person into the live. And so to me, that's where a good assistant comes in. That's where a good person, like you don't have the technological skills to do that. So make sure you have someone on your team who does that.
That's so funny because in the Teddy Riley Babyface, the first one that was so bad that they had to reschedule it because they couldn't get it. Teddy Riley was like, what is it now? It's # what? Like, right. Okay, yeah, you need some help. You're not even using the right verbiage.
Right.
So you say, like you said, support staff is your friend, right? Yeah.
Right. You get some support.
I love that. My next one is that I learned from the verses is take chances by believing in yourself, right? Mm. So all of them, all the artists talked about, oh, I wanted to do this song and the label didn't think it was a good idea, or they left a group, you know, they had previously been in a group and went to do a solo career, or they produced for an artist that was outside of a normal genre that they would normally produce for. And I think that the same thing is true for us at work, and we talk about this, like go get on the team that's working on a project that you've never done that type of project before, or go offer yourself up to lead something or to participate. Stretch yourself. So you've got to take chances on yourself by believing in your talent, right?
I like that. Stretch yourself. Yeah, that's a great. Yeah, and really, I'm not sure there's ever anyone who's great at anything who stays in their comfort zone. So that's a really
that's
a really great point. I had, you can work with people even if you don't like them. Brandy Monica.
Yes, Brandy and Monica.
And
Brandy kept saying, like, let's make this money together.
Right. And Brandy was like, I'll fool you. Was all like, I mean, we're not a group. But I just thought, like, at the end of the day, I've had to do that many times in my career. I work with people that I don't necessarily want to go to dinner with or have a glass of wine or a glass of bourbon or whatever, but I think they're very good at what they do. I think they're very brilliant at what they do, and I think that you need to be able to take the way you feel about someone personally just because they don't want to vote for the same person for president that you do doesn't mean that you can't find value with them and find ways to work together. So put your feelings aside and be able to work well with people that are different than you or that you just don't even really necessarily like.
Right. That doesn't mean that you can't pick out something that you can learn from. And like you said, the same thing is true at work. My next tip is kind of a compliment to my previous tip about taking risks. You also need to admit mistakes. We've all stretched ourselves.
Who was in the verses with some of the mistakes?
Patti LaBelle was like, ooh, that's my corny song. Like,
so did you feel like that was a mistake or just sort of like, I know what it is?
I guess it's not so much a mistake, more self-awareness maybe is okay. A better way to say that. I mean, I've taken roles that I thought was going to be, this is going to be the role that's going to change my trajectory. And it turned out it was fine.
It just
wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. And then I'm not afraid to say like, huh, maybe not the job I thought it was going to be. Maybe not the opportunity I thought it was going to be. Or I've signed clients that I'm like, this client is going to open up doors. And it turns out I just did a good job on their work. Like, they never introduced me to anybody. They never thought about it. I asked 17 times. They said no thank you, lightly. And so being self-aware, I think, is definitely a good deal. And that's one of the things I also took from Babyface. Babyface was very comfortable with who Babyface was, which is why he was pulling out his guitar. You know, Teddy Riley was in a tracksuit in a studio. Babyface was at home with a computer and his guitar. As they joked on Twitter, Babyface was watching Murray, She Wrote. Somebody texted him, was like, don't forget you got the verses tonight.
This stuff is going to speak for
The work is going to be right.
I do think you're right, that, you know, and, you know, recognizing that you did something just to do it, or you thought it was going to be for future projects or something like that, like just being honest, and everything wasn't a home run. So I think that's a great lesson from that one. The next one I had is never forget the ones who brought you and the ones who've been riding with you. So it might have been in Artful, but Patti LaBelle, remember they were like, and thanks to the gays. Thank you, gay people.
Right.
We love the gay people.
We love the gay people.
Right.
Both of them. Right. In other words, y'all been buying our music for years.
Yes. They're like, we're not unclear who has been a big part of our fan base. We know you've been here. We know you've supported me, and we are grateful for you. And I think that's important for the homies as well. You need to know, like, which assistants have always, you know, stayed late to help you, or who's the one who told you that you had a typo in the letter, or who got the mail out for you late at night or showed you how to work the copier when it jammed up. Like, don't forget the people who are part of your success, or even an old boss, just because you don't work with them. Stay in touch with them. Don't be afraid to always acknowledge and thank people who helped you on your journey.
I love that. It's not just enough to be aware of it. You need to shout them out. You need to acknowledge it. And like you said, it was a little awkward, but it was certainly sincere, right? And I have seen where giving someone a compliment in a room, in a meeting, I think Stacey Abrams did it. You were mentioning it on the podcast.
Yes.
Where she's like, I want to thank all the support staff. And, you know, the best leaders I've had always thank the assistants that put the meeting together, that coordinated everything, you know, that type of thing. So like you said, not shouting your clients and your supporters out can go a long way. The last thing that I learned from the verses the most was be flexible. We talked about people had sound challenges. Poor Patti LaBelle could never grasp the concept of live television.
She was live.
Because she's right. You know, Teddy Riley was so bad. Ludacris, same thing when he and Nelly were on. They would have to, like, tell everybody, like, get back on. Because back then, there was no Apple Music. And I guess it was just shut Instagram down episodes. Live. Yeah,
right. Instagram Live was shut down. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so that says to me, like, the same thing at your job. Sometimes something's going to happen. There's a big monkey wrench thrown into the big presentation that you have. You know, maybe you get up that morning. You've done everything that we talk about doing. You're ready to go. You're up early, and then your car won't crank. Don't let it ruin your day. Get yourself in the Uber and worry about that car after that. Worry about that car when you get back, or you waste coffee on your tie. You know, just whatever it may be, we have to learn to be flexible at work and adjust. And that was one of the tips that I took.
I love that. Okay, I've got two more. One came from the Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond. It's okay to be unconventional. Both of them have these careers, like, that when they started, people in the gospel industry loved them now, and now they're even in the traditional gospel category for Grammys and things. But when we were growing up, their music was almost considered blasphemous. People were like, oh, it sounds too much like the world, because Kirk Franklin's talent is taking, you know, he's sort of the Puff Daddy of gospel music in that he
takes old
beats and then turns it into a hit, you know, to celebrate Jesus. But people back then didn't like that. And so they both were sort of, and, you know, Fred Hammond's known as like the Stevie Wonder of gospel music, writes a lot of stuff. But people made it seem like it wasn't the right kind of gospel music because it was so different. It wasn't conventional. So in your career, homies, don't be afraid to do something different, to step outside the box, to try to go attack a problem in a way that no one's ever attacked it before, or to, you know, solve an issue.
Be creative.
Be creative. Don't be afraid to be creative.
I think that's such a great point. And I remember Kirk Franklin had unfortunately fallen off the stage at a concert in Memphis in like 1997 or 1998, which is when he was still, like you said, new. And J. Anthony Brown joked on the Tom Joyner Morning Show that God had pushed him off the stage and said, that was none of my music. It ain't none of my music. So, like, people really did think that he was doing something that was too far, right? It was too secular. And now, and I think we see that a lot. Most genius is celebrated years later for the difference, not at the time that it's occurring. So I love that tip. I love that tip.
So my last tip from the verses, and I got this from Brandy and from Gladys Knight, own yourself. As much as you can make or bring your, or as Shirley Chisholm would say, bring your own seat to the table. Because there's one point in the verses with Monica and Brandy where Monica is trying to sing Moesha song.
The Moesha theme song.
Into the, oh, to the, each of the. And Brandy's like,
we can't sing that.
And a lot of people miss it, and maybe it's the lawyer in me. It's because she didn't write that song. She didn't own that song. And then I found out that's why Gladys Knight was singing certain songs and over tracks on others, playing certain songs. Because the one she sang, Gladys Knight owns her masters. So she can sing anything she wants whenever she wants.
She wants to for as long as she wants to.
As long as she wants to, because she owns it. So to that point, homies, we cannot express this enough, not just in your professional lives and your personal lives. Make sure you have your own property, your own ownership. You're creating your own opportunities, because once you have that, no one can take that away from you.
Sky's the limit. I did appreciate the fact that Gladys Knight was a rule breaker. I'll finish there. And was singing live. Nobody has done that on the verses. And she was not to be disturbed by that. She was unmoved. She was, as Jamel Hill would say, she was unbothered.
And if we're looking back, we should have known, because she came dressed to be in a concert. She had on her sequin
suit.
So she was ready to perform. She was like, oh, wait,
and no, that's what she did.
I'm here to give the people what they want. Yes.
And we all lost our minds. We're all on social media like, wait a minute.
And sounded amazing.
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 It's amazing.
So I just really enjoyed this episode. And thanks to one of the homies who asked us if we were going to be able to find some corporate lessons. They were actually trying to be funny. Like, will you be able to find some lessons out of the verses?
Why, yes, we will
be able to find some lessons for that. But if we appreciate you listening. Of course, you can find us on all things social. We're always at Corporate Homie. Homie is HOMIE.
And as a reminder, reviews are the currency of podcasts. So if you are enjoying the podcast, if you're not enjoying the podcast, leave
you
us
can
a
still review.
Right. And you know, we want the feedback and let us know what you think. And if you have a topic that you want to hear, feel free to send us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com. We are still very much actively presenting and giving talks to businesses. We're just doing it in a virtual environment. And you can shoot us those opportunities at info@corporatehomie.com. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. The all of you get you a twin, get you another homie.